Hey everyone, Dylan Gallagher here, sharing some thoughts and opinions about business and entrepreneurs and all of the exciting stuff that goes along with running a business. Yesterday I had two meetings and thought I would share with you what happened in those meetings, tell you a little bit about the businesses, and my hope would be that you'd get encouraged or maybe you'd get inspired or maybe you'd have some questions and you'd want to start a conversation and you'd reach out on Facebook or on Twitter and maybe we could connect. So let's get into it. I had two meetings yesterday. One was with a consultant that is working for a business that is about to go over a cliff, like a $4 million potential nosedive. Not good. The second meeting I had was later in the day with two individuals that have recently started a business. And so it was interesting that in the same day to have two businesses on each end of the spectrum, one just starting out full of optimism and ambition and nothing but open skies, and the other one, an 8 or 9 year old, somewhat train wreck, and I bet you can't figure out which meeting I enjoyed more. If you know anything about me, you'd know that I'm a contrarian. So I had a lot more fun talking about the business going over a cliff than I did the business that's just starting and just about to take flight and to get going. And that's not because I enjoy painful things. It's actually because what I've learned in my 20 years of working with businesses and entrepreneurs and financing and all sorts of different business matters is I've learned that it's actually really hard to do something the first time. So as a business, it's really, really hard to get your first sale. It's really, really hard to get your first customer. But you know what? Once you've gotten your first one, the time it takes to get your second one is shorter, and the third one is shorter, and the fourth one, and so forth. And so for a business that's going over the cliff, that the reason for them going over a cliff isn't because their business is no good. It's just business. The business owners fell asleep at the wheel. They got complacent, as usually happens. They had a lot of success early. They were able to hire people. And because there's money in the bank, they're not really looking at their financial statements the way they should. And then something happens. And they get a wake-up call, and then all of a sudden they're in overdrive, and now they need to kind of get involved. And so with this particular consultant, really enjoyed that meeting, because even though they could potentially take a $4 million dive over a cliff, they've got everything in their toolkit to not have to do that. And so what do I mean by that? Well, they've got customers, they've got a 9-year track record, they've got great reviews on the website. They're in the construction business, and so renovations in particular, really well-rated company. They just became lazy. I mean, it's, you know, running a business, once you get over the initial excitement, you get your first customer and you've made it through your first couple of fiscal years and you feel pretty good about what you're doing, you kind of lose that drive and that passion. Desperation and pressure creates diamonds, and when there's no pressure and there's no desperation, whether self-imposed or, you know, imposed by way of circumstance, businesses can flounder. Certainly small and medium-sized businesses can flounder because they're so dependent upon the owners or the entrepreneurs being captive every day and leading the rest of the organization. So in this particular case, I don't mean to make light of it. I mean, they've got real obligations like payroll. Right? People's lives depend upon that kind of stuff. Payroll, they've got financial obligations, they've got accounts payable. They're not going to be able to pay any of this. But what they can do is they can put a plan together and, using their history, can start to figure out what do we need to do in order to get out of this. And let's just be as ridiculous as we can for a minute. Let's put it all out there. Let's put the total amount of money we need, not the little minimum amount of money that they need, but the total amount of money that we need. And then let's work backwards and let's figure out how many products or services, in this case, we need to sell at a certain margin in order to pay that back. Now you might be saying, Dylan, I mean, come on, man. Like, people just don't want to do that. And you know what? I'd say you're right. But there are businesses that do it, and it's worth it. And in this particular case, this business is out. They have about $500,000 lifeline, I'll call it. Someone has said, look, I'll give you $500,000 to sort of float you over the next couple weeks. And I said to the consultant, I said, that's probably the worst thing that can happen right now. Because all that's going to do is kick the can down the road on decisions that the business owners need to be making today, right now, to fix the problem that they're in. And if they're going to take $500,000, then they're better off trying to figure out how much they need in total and working out a deal with maybe one or two investors to float them so they can maybe take out some of their other creditors and get a little bit of breathing room. I recall in my experience, one business in particular, they had an operating line with a bank, traditional bank, with a head office nowhere near where they were located. They're located outside of a major city center in a rural area. And the bank just said, look, your balance sheet when you submitted it to us is offside, and we literally, when you put money into this account, we're using it to pay off your operating line. So 40 employees, what they started doing to work around the system, this is completely illegal, but it happens all the time, I think. The business owner just started depositing the customer payments for their products into his son's bank account. And from his son's bank account, he would then pay the staff and the employees. And then I came along with some capital. We were able to take out the senior lender, and now we became the senior lender. It was a high rate of interest. I think it was 12%. And we said, look, you've got 1 year. Let's get this thing sorted out. And so I went in, made my drives out to rural Alberta, and I think I had to buy a couple of windshields because of all the rock chips. But the point was, we spent an entire year working with this business, fixing their margins. Again, they weren't a broken business, meaning their products that they made were really valuable. The market wanted them. They just had gotten to a size with 40 staff where the owner, the entrepreneur that started the business, just couldn't kind of keep his hands on everything anymore. And so part of the solution was to improve the financial systems. That was a technology improvement. And, you know, in this case, they had two $40,000 a year employees, so for a total of $80,000 a year, doing a job that one person at maybe $50,000 or $55,000 could do. And so those sorts of changes and shifts were made over the course of a year. And guess what we did? A year later, walked them back to a brand new senior lender, and we were able to get our money back. And so there are moments when a business is really desperate and it looks like life isn't going to work out. But I get most excited about those businesses because the hardest thing in business is to do something one time. And if you sold a customer your product one time and then you did it again and again and again, you can do it again and again and again. And so in the case of the business that I had, or the consultant that I had met with yesterday, who was looking at a business that, as far as they're concerned, let's just blow this thing up and bankrupt it. Well, that's an option. But you've also got a 9-year track record. You've probably got a customer database, even if you haven't organized it properly, and maybe you don't have a social following, maybe you don't have a newsletter, maybe you don't have all those things in play right now, but you have them available to you. So let's figure out if we can help them do that. Let's get their sales back on track. If we can get their sales back on track, heard it once said that sales cures everything. So if we can get their sales back on track, then we can begin dealing with the creditors, dealing with the debt, and trying to figure out how to sort this thing out. The truth is, no creditor wants to get 10 cents on a dollar. The government doesn't want to be a pain in your rear end and hound you for the source deductions that you should have been submitting or the tax payments that you didn't make. I mean, people just want to get paid for what they did. In this case, this business is a good business. They're a high volume, low margin business, but they've got a great market presence and people know who they are, and they're over two cities, so maybe they have to close one of their locations down and kind of bring everything back to a home base. But they can certainly get through this. And the best part is why I get excited, and this might seem evil and misplaced, but it's really not. They've paid over the last 8 or 9 years, this $4 million moment they find themselves in, that's what you call an education tax, also known as a student loan. These two business owners, they're brothers as it turns out, they've, over the last 8 or 9 years, built a really great business, incurred basically a $4 million obligation, if you wrapped everything up, in a student loan. And once that student loan is repaid, they're going to be a better business, a sharper business, and something that these two business owners will be proud to have. And it won't be an inconsequential business. It's going to be a serious business with real money being made that they can use to provide for their families, maybe for the next generation, yada, yada, yada. So either they get to work, get focused, and get the job done, or they let this thing go banco. So it was quite a day yesterday. And then to sit with these other two new guys and listen to this new business adventure and how excited they are, I mean, that really is exciting stuff. But it's really hard to execute And I mean, I love helping startups and brand new businesses. Don't get me wrong. Lots of fun, mostly because I like hearing myself talk. But I really enjoy working with businesses that have been punched in the face a few times, have a few broken bones, have paid the education tax, and now they're just figuring out how to pay it off or how to pay off the student loan that they've incurred. So anyway, if you're a business owner out there and you're in a really bad way, or you feel like you're about to be in a really bad spot, reach out. You can reach out to me at Dylan Gallagher. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me, I've got a blog. Or connect with us at emilynow.ca. Go through our tool, put in the amount of money that you think you need. And if you think you need help, just make sure you select that option and we'll be in touch with you. And if you don't want to go out to the marketplace to get money, which is what emilynow.ca will help you do, then we'll be in touch with you to maybe figure out how we can help you solve your problem. So on that, our shameless plug, of course, is that you need to go visit MLENOW.ca. That stands for Making Life Easier Now. MLENOW.ca. Get over there, and if you need between $250,000 and $10 million, which incidentally is the hardest deal to do in the market because it's too big for a bank branch, way too small for a corporate banker, and so that loan amount is really tough to place. But if you go to emilynow.ca, you're going to be able to get some pretty great answers. And if it turns out that you don't want to actually go and get the money, you just want some help, then make sure you select that option when you register and create a profile. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next episode.